Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
This is Jeff Ellis. It is Tuesday, November 13th, 2012.
2012. Episode 8.32, the Week 10 recap show. And let's just say, we did have first time since 2008, and apparently nobody paid attention to the Donovan McNabb fiasco. Look, because nobody knew that a game could end in a tie again.
Look, these guys, as I pointed out with Mr. McNabb, these guys are busy playing football games, not watching them on television like we do.
I've got a question for you, though, right?
Yeah, bring it, bro.
If you got a job.
I've got a job.
To do.
Yes.
Don't you, when, or maybe it's just me, when I get a new job,
yeah,
and I get handed the employee handbook and the manuals and everything right. to do with my job, am I the only one who reads that information so that I know what I can and cannot do in my job?
Do you think that the players' playbooks involve overtime?
No,
and the
but
end of
all
overtime?
Players get handed an NFL rulebook. And
yes.
It's their job, I would think, to go through that rule book and understand what they can and cannot do in their job.
Do they follow the personal conduct policy that's outlined in the first section all in bold print? No.
I'm just saying that handbook does have the rules. It tells them all they need to know about overtime. And the fact that players still do not know that you can go to a tie in an overtime game is pretty ridiculous.
It's my philosophy. That's my philosophy.
Well, Jeffrey, that's a pretty bad philosophy. Well, let's get started because we've got lots to rant about, lots to rave
too
about.
Too long ranting and so much time.
I'm raving a lot.
Reverse that.
There you go. Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves. Isn't it so much to do so little time?
That was from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
I know.
I hope you got that.
Yes.
For everyone out there, I want someone to come to my house with both videos, Charlie and Chocolate Factory, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Sit down with me and have me go through scene by scene and then have somebody edit them together for me.
What do you mean?
I want one movie. That's the new movie with Johnny Depp and the old movie with Gene Wilder. And I want to merge them seamlessly into one movie. Because there's scenes I want from each because they both are brilliant.
Right.
And there's certain ones where I want that scene. And I like the beginning of the new one where the little children blow up and
the
stuff.
Puppets.
Yeah,
yes.
That is classic. I so want that.
Yes.
But there's so many with Charlie Bucket, I've seen the actor now. He's in his, like, 50s now.
Yeah.
And Grandpa Joe. There's some of those scenes that are so sweet and
Can
tender.
Can we keep both songs, though? I want the songs from both
Willy
movies.
Wonka. Willy Wonka.
I want the new one.
Right.
You know, when Augustus Gloop, Augustus Gloop.
Yeah, no, gritty, I think it might be a little longer.
It will be, but I need both songs.
I know.
I need the original
Oompa
Loompas, and I need the new Oompa Loompa where it's just one guy who did all the Oompa Loompas. That was pretty phenomenal.
Yeah. Well, there was union wages, and they wanted to save money.
Did you know that in some scenes he had to repeat the scene in just a different spot over and over again, like maybe 40, 50 times?
That's painful.
Yeah, he had to, stand here, they shot it. Okay, now stand here, they shot it. Now stand here, and then they put it together, and it looks like there's 50 of them, but he actually did every single one in every single location.
Have we run out of little people? I need to know. These are things I need to know.
Okay, the one thing I do know about Tim Burton is if he uses you and he likes you.
Oh, he'll use you forever. Ask Helena Bonham Carter why she can't get a job. Because all she does is work for Tim Burton and she acts creepy.
Well, and Johnny
and she's a love, but she's a lovely lady.
She is.
And she's now cast type as a freak in Tim Burton movies.
Yeah, that she is true. But she is she is awesome.
Helena Bonham Carter,
she
how you
made,
doing?
All I know is that in the Harry Potter films,
I never loved a villain more than I loved Bellatrix Lestrange in the Harry Potter films.
I want you to go back to the Merchant Ivory films, Remains of the Day, before that, where she was in Howard's End. Hubba, 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 hubba. Howard's End. She was so sad and things. I just absolutely loved her. She was brilliant.
She's only 3 years older than me. I might have a shot. How you doing?
How you doing? We're just saying.
You know, except that, you know, she is married to Tim Burton and has his children. So
that's why she's in his movies.
Well, of course. Hello. I mean, when you're married to hotness, you put her in all your films.
I don't know if Tim Burton's that good looking.
I'm talking about her.
Oh, no, absolutely.
If you are married to hotness, you're going to put her in all your films.
I live in California. I thought I was married to Tim Burton for a second. Sorry. My bad.
Let's not go there today. Let's get to NFL. I'm ranting right off the bat. Give me the rant sound. Give it to me. I'm ranting.
Working work, busy bee.
That's the rant sound now?
I don't know. Why not?
Oh, give me a hit bell then. You won't have the mean. Okay, am I warm now? Are you warm yet?
It's getting hot in here.
Can we just turn it off?
Well, you got to realize we're in the cold season here
yes,
in California.
Yes, I know. So the Rave Cave does, you know, when I walked in here.
In the summertime, the Rave Cave is a freaking oven.
Yes, it is.
In the wintertime, the Rave Cave is an ice box. Yes. There is no in between.
There is no. So the first thing I did, I walked in here, I turned on the heater, and I walked outside where it was warmer outside than
it was inside
the Rave Cave.
When I left Mike Graham's show last night and got into the car, it was below 9 degrees Celsius. It was 48.
Okay.
And I just for those people who say, oh, you live in L.A., yeah. Oh, it's all sunshine.
It got cold.
Against the foothills, it gets cold. I don't know how cold it got last night, but I'd guess it got into the high 30s last night.
I had a whole host of Ellis's in my house yesterday.
You had L.I.
The L.I. had invaded. It was quite fun to have all the girls.
I must say, that was probably more of my nieces and nephews than I've seen in one place in quite some time. Well,
yeah, it was good. It was
and you didn't make your own shirt like I wanted you to.
No.
Team Edward, no homo.
No, because I, you know.
Is it too insensitive to the gay population?
I actually went with Team Bella. I'm going with
Team
Bella.
No, that's fine as a straight man. That's fine.
Yeah, because.
But I just think the spirit
of I really
Team
started,
Jacob, Team Edward.
I may now add also and Rosalie and Ellis, because all the women in that movie are just.
Are they?
Just top to bottom. Smoking. So all of the vampire women in that movie.
So
I may just have to add Ed Rosalie and
we're talking about
Twilight
Breaking Wind Part 2.
Breaking Dawn Part 2.
Which opens
Thursday at midnight.
Tonight? Thursday or a week from Thursday?
Today's Tuesday, by the way.
Wow.
Today's
it's going to be a long week.
And in 2 days, it will be Thursday, Jeff.
But is that when it's opening?
That is when it opens.
And so that's when
Thursday,
you're taking my daughter
taking
and having
daughter
her stay up all night.
And your niece, my other niece,
I
Kate.
Both nieces. Huh?
And Matt's girlfriend and my wife and my daughter. And I am taking
where's
them
Elena
all.
Where's Elena going? Emma. Where's Emma,
Emma
going?
Emma is
house?
Matt.
Right.
My buddy Matt
since
is staying.
Matt's girlfriend
is going with me.
Matt's getting the better end of this deal. He's staying.
As far as Matt's concerned, yes. He is getting.
Look, I'm with him, bro.
He is getting the better end of the deal.
And the percent of Rants and Raves listeners that give a rat's butt about Breaking Wind Part 2, you would put that percentage at what?
I don't know, 10%?
Okay, so let's keep it short.
All right. Well, I'm just saying it. I'm just trying to get you to understand that today is Tuesday, and it opens on Thursday, which is in a couple of days.
I still haven't seen Bond.
What?
It was sold out.
Seen it, twice.
It was sold out last weekend.
Really?
Where the places I go.
Maybe I should call you when we go.
I don't like to stand in line, and I don't like to
we
not
don't.
Know where I'm
we
gonna
go,
sit.
We go. We go to the first showing
right.
at Santa Anita on Saturday.
Right.
And you only have to get there about a half hour before.
Okay, but that
there
was
were still a whole bunch of fools that tried to get there 1 minute before, and then they look at
what?
You like
sold out. What? Yeah. The most popular movie in the last 5 years sold out. Yeah.
Like, wow.
Are you that dense?
I'm just looking
million was
at
all, they needed to put on more screens.
On Google for Helena Bonham Carter.
Promise me
and
this.
And the fact that she can go from sophisticated hotness
yes.
to scary.
Let's just be clear. Sophisticated English hotness.
Scary.
That makes it sexier.
Brouhaha.
Yeah.
Monster woman. Freak. She has so many looks.
She has a lot of range.
And each one of them is.
And I bet part of her range is loving me. I bet that's within her theatric range.
Oh my God, I forgot she was the Red Queen in the Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
Look at this shot of her. You have to look over and look.
I'm so lazy. I worked last night.
I know you've been late. I know.
I was here at the cave.
That's her.
Yeah, I saw the movie.
Off with her head!
I saw the movie.
She was great. Somebody kill my baby Jabberwocky! I love it when she yelled like that. Anyways, can we go to my rant now?
Mid-rant, interruptions are not permitted or encouraged here in the Rave Cave, please.
Okay. I sort of alluded to this before the intro, and I am pretty sick and tired.
Sick and tired.
Every time we go to overtime, that the players do not understand what happens in that period. Now, I do understand that in the playoffs, games don't end in ties because you have to have a winner. That's the playoffs. Someone has to move on.
Someone has to advance, basically. So,
but in the regular season, you don't have that. You can have a tie. You should try as hard as you can to actually score. You shouldn't miss a 53-yard field goal and then make the 53-yard field goal. But you know what? We took our time. We lollygagged. I'll delay a game. Now he has to make a 58-yarder. And because he tried a little too hard, he didn't even come close. Talking about the Rams and Greg Zuerlein. How do you have a delay of game?
How do you have a Jeff Fisher
when you have
team
a timeout
you
in your pocket?
Two delay of games when you're Jeff Fisher's team. And the snapper, the long snapper, knows that we have 4 seconds.
Now, I'm not done with my rant. Now I'm ranting on the officials. How on earth, in this day and age, can you let a minute 20 seconds come off the clock when you're measuring for a first down and not know that and not see that and then not make the correction? And then when somebody tells you, I think there was something wrong with the clock, you go and you call your clock dude and the clock dude says, there's nothing wrong with the clock. And you
asleep,
just
sir.
Come out and you say, there's nothing wrong with the clock. Move on. But everybody and their dog sees that the clock when they stopped to measure was at 13:18, and by the time they ran that first play, it was down to 12:20. That is ridiculous. The fact that the NFL has now come out and said, yes, they made a mistake. It was clock error. We're now going to send memos to all the clock operators of all the stadiums.
To pay attention.
Yes, to not fall asleep on situations. And when they turn into a start of the clock. That is ridiculous, Jeffrey. And that, I'm telling you, affected the end of that football game.
Well,
for anybody to say that, no, it ended in a tie. Yes, but had Kaepernick had that minute 30 at the end of the game, they might score a touchdown and not have to settle for a field goal.
All I know is Tim Ryan was pretty convinced that he wanted everyone in America to believe that that was the case. My rant is on Tim Ryan and losing control of himself, and I liked him a lot. You know I liked him
a
lot. He was announcing the game,
yes.
And he would not let it go. He would not let it go.
I wouldn't let it go for a little while, but then later on.
Tim brought it up throughout the entire broadcast,
through
overtime.
That minute, 10 seconds
could have affected the outcome. Basically, the game you're watching is tainted forever. And I'm like, Tim, I understand you are a former player, and so you're passionate about this stuff. And Tim is a passionate guy.
Yeah, but you have to understand where he's coming from. Had that minute 20 seconds been there at the end of the game.
Look, you give Kaepernick a second and he can change the outcome
of the game. The Niners.
Unlike Alex Smith, he's the most dynamic quarterback on that team.
He is pretty dynamic.
I didn't say he's better.
Yeah.
Dynamic was the word I used.
They play that final minute and a half differently.
Probably.
And the Rams, and you could go vice versa. And the Rams play their final couple minutes with their final possession when they scored a touchdown differently.
And now we couple this with Steven's earlier rant that if the players had known that there was actual urgency about this,
yes,
because there wouldn't be a second overtime, it certainly would have gone differently.
Absolutely.
No matter what, that game was changed because of two factors.
I can't start out podcast being this emotional, man.
I know. Now you're hot.
Now I'm hot. I'm burning up. I'm wearing a long sleeve, which is why
I didn't know you owned a long sleeve shirt.
I owned a couple. They actually look quite good on me.
I didn't didn't say that it didn't look good on you. I just didn't believe you actually owned any because you're always hot. Yeah.
So excuse me if you hear some
stuff. The disrobing process is, I will say that that game was a disaster game, which gets me to my concern of the week, which is player safety. Any week that we have three quarterbacks go down with concussions.
And then a couple others with injuries. Ben Roethlisberger.
I'm saying that we had three go down with concussions that were very serious.
Yes.
And we now know that Michael Vick returned to the game despite having some temporary blindness, literal blackoutness.
Yeah.
And then Alex Smith returned to the game and threw a touchdown pass with blurred vision.
Yes.
Mike Graham asked me on last night's TalkSport if that was a violation of the protocol, and I said, Mike, I'm going to let you guess. And he said, well, given the history that we've seen so far and their ability to follow the protocol, I would guess they failed to follow it again.
Yeah, they did.
Exactly. And the NFLPA now wants to know why it is these independent neurologists, what it is they're doing. Are they actually running the clocks at NFL stadiums instead of doing their player safety issues?
The thing is that, you know, I know for a fact, and Troy Aikman has pretty much, you know, admitted the fact, that there were a couple times where he got a concussion, he got back in the huddle, he threw a touchdown pass, he went to the sideline, and he had no idea where he was.
Right.
So that happens.
I've well documented over our 8 years, my quarterback in college, flag football, my quarterback in college finished the entire second half, and after the game, comes to the sidelines and asks who won the game.
Yeah.
He had no idea because he had gotten concussed.
The fact that it's still happening now, though.
Yeah. After all this special attention,
with everything in place, those two teams are gonna get in some trouble.
Is it possible? So I came to the defense of some of these teams with Mike on his show last night.
No defense.
And I said, well, is it possible that some of the concussive symptoms don't show themselves immediately?
Yeah.
So you clear the protocol says, you know, do you know your name? Do you know the date? Do you know the president? Do you know what country you're in?
Yeah.
Do you know what floor you're on? And then, you pass those. Then you go back to the huddle, and it starts to sneak up on you.
But here's my problem.
Is it like a bottle of tequila where it just kind of blindsides you?
I don't know. But here's the thing is that the other thing is that maybe the players aren't being truthful.
Well, I mean, you can't answer these questions.
One of the things is, how many fingers am I holding up?
Some.
And if you have blurry vision or you can't see, you should say, you know what? I mean, it should be up to the players to, like, you know what? I think I see three, but
it's hard to say.
I can't see.
I'm a little effed up right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not going to say that because they feel like they need to get back into the huddle, because the fact is we don't really have any backup quarterbacks in the NFL that are worth a darn.
Yeah, you know, the crazy thing is, I mean, I do remember. And this was, again, me playing football a long time ago, and this being in high school, and me getting popped by Ted Torres, and me seeing stars, little stars.
What color?
Kind of like yellowish.
That's bad.
And tell me about
it. The only thing worse than yellow stars are orange stars.
All I remember about that is that I got the ball off.
Yellow stars are bad, Steven. I'm just remembering my stars. We had our game mall ball.
Yeah, I remember
mall ball. And yellow stars were like 15 points.
Yeah. So I got rid of the ball. I know that we had a huge game. We completed the ball, obviously. We had a huge game. Going into the huddle, hearing the coach give me the play, the next couple of plays, no idea. No idea. I can't even tell
you. That's why you practice. So you can go through the motions.
And Ted Torres, to this day, is like, dude, that was like you being the studliest I've ever seen.
And is that affirmation not going to encourage you to do it again?
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a gladiatorial sport.
You
got to
do it again. So I understand, but the problem is that in this day and age, with everything everything that's come out with concussions, everything that, you know, that all the problems that the NFL has had, all the lawsuits that they're facing. Heck, they've hired Andrea Kramer, who we love, to do a health and safety report on NFL Network.
Yeah.
Starting this week, as a matter of fact.
8 o'clock on Wednesday, I believe, it is tomorrow on NFL Network.
They're trying to to rein this in.
Yeah.
But when you have players and
that
coaches.
That's a really good call. Andrew is a perfect person to do that.
Players and coaches and teams who are kind of trying to finagle themselves around. Here's the question. And I heard this, and I don't know who I think I heard it from Dan Patrick, as a matter of fact, this morning. And Dan Patrick
on the NBC Sports Networks?
I listen to him on the radio. I don't watch TV.
Oh, I like to watch him. So I love to watch him.
Dan Patrick says, here are the Philadelphia Eagles, and they're being very honest with Mike Vick, and they're saying that he suffered a major concussion and blah, 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 blah.
Nick Foles going to start this week.
Let's say they win the game against the Cowboys, and they're right in the
Right. This bought Andy Reid.
Do they say Michael Vick suffered a serious concussion, or are they trying to get him back in the game this week against the Washington Redskins?
Or are they
Redskins?
Trying to find a polite way to show him the door?
And that's what he's saying.
Right.
So now that they lost, and they're pretty much effectively, they're 1-5 now in conference.
Right.
They're
3-6. No, they're done. They're done for the season. But so Andy Reid can't get fired because he lost his quarterback to injury. So you really can't fire
now,
the coach.
But
right.
You're going to go, he's fired.
But we both agreed that somebody was going to get fired, whoever lost the Cowboys Eagles game. Yeah, but then you lose a quarterback. Yeah, well, that changes everything.
They don't do it midseason. I mean, I still think Andy Reid is gone at the end of the season. But I think the thing is saying, and what Dan Patrick is saying, is that had they won, had they still been in the race, maybe they're still trying to get Mike Vick back on the football field.
Yes.
And they're not trying to say, oh, it's, you know, because now they're like, okay, we're out of it. Let's see what we got with Foles.
Let's see what we got with Foles.
You know, so yeah, he's got a bad because he's not going to play
this week.
That's
what Tennessee did with Matt Hasselbeck. They're like, look, we're still in this thing.
Yeah.
We've got a veteran quarterback here. Our guy's got a hurt non-throwing shoulder.
Yes.
So let's ride the old horse while we can.
Wasn't Locker back in this week, though?
Yes, that's the point. And Hasselbeck gave him a couple good weeks and then started to look old.
Yeah.
And then they said, you know what? That shoulder's starting to look a lot better on Jake Locker. He's back.
So it's really interesting, the concussion stuff. But you know what? Since we spent the majority of the show
we've been talking about football.
It's time.
Except for a rave.
It is. And I don't. Come on, you have happy music. Play the happy
stuff. I've got happy music.
Oh, not that.
You're saying that's not happy?
Yeah, but that's not what I was looking
sure
for.
Somebody dies,
something
but they fall in love.
For a rave. Okay, well, you know, I'll just give a clap. Something that. Oh gosh, not the
carousel.
Not the carousel from you played when we did the baseball show. Here's some good stuff.
That's the Coachy Carousel song.
Oh,
they'll
come
up for Black Monday.
That's true. It's coming. That's coming up soon.
Black Monday's going to be very black this year.
I'm going
could it
to
be any more black?
Rave on Adrian Peterson.
Oh, heck yeah.
10 weeks ago, people, including people in this room, wink, wink. Adrian Peterson.
He winked hard at me.
He's coming out of ACL. And
NFCL.
He's not going to be able
NFCL.
To. He's not going to be
if
able
there
to
was
run.
A CL out there.
There's no way.
He had that, it.
There's no way. I can't believe you drafted him in your big money league. What are you talking about? That's crazy talk. He shouldn't be ranked number three running back in fantasy.
Look, I own him on two teams because I got him in like the third round. Okay, don't get me wrong.
Anyways, Adrian Peterson leading the league, torched the Detroit Lions. That touchdown to pretty much seal the game in the fourth quarter, phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was just like, get off me, and just shoved the dude aside. The guy tried to tackle him, just get off me, and just went down the sidelines. It's simply amazing. And I think what we should do for our 15 minutes of fame is to sit down with the doctors that repaired his leg and just try to come up with a how in the bejesus is this guy doing what he's doing. Especially, did you hear that he said that he felt
scar tissue tearing, yes.
Which is normal, which is part of the rehab process.
It hurt like hell and it made him happy. He's like, I've been waiting for that
for
piece
that
to tear.
It's just simply amazing.
So we need to get these doctors and get them to work out their best practices, whatever it is they did in this case.
Yes.
And bottle it, put it into a white paper, send it out to all physicians and say, this is how you handle ACL and MCL injuries.
Because what
these guys will have a chance of having a normal life within a year.
Is amazing. And the fact that
he still says, I'm not 100%.
I'm not
100%. I'm still rehabbing. I'm still working hard. I'm still getting better. And
it's his heart, Stephen, that I want to give it out to. Yeah, his heart. Too.
He has proved all the naysayers wrong.
Nah.
He was my number one good in the Good, Bad, and Ugly this week. Just simply sensational. And the fact that the Minnesota Vikings are not going away. They're not going. You know what the Minnesota Vikings remind me of right now? They're Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is shouted out. I am Thanksgiving. I will not go quietly into the night. Do not put up your Christmas decorations before me. That is what the Minnesota Vikings are. They're not going quietly into the night. There you go.
The shirt thing, have it on or off, but don't go back and forth.
You like to see
that. Well, I don't know. When shirts start slipping down, I start wondering if good things are in my future.
Just don't look.
Generally,
it's hot again, but the heater's off. I'm burning up. But good for Adrian Peterson. Good for the Minnesota Vikings. Did you like my Thanksgiving analogy? Because that
I did. However, what are other countries supposed to do?
Acknowledge me.
What are other countries supposed to do? Because they don't celebrate Thanksgiving.
They don't have a choice. I'm talking about us
the United States
of
America. I understand
that,
but you know, so we saw the Christmas decorations going up when we were in London.
But they're going up here.
Of course they
are. I love what Nordstrom is doing. I'm, as a matter of fact, going to shop at Nordstrom's this year for the holidays.
Can't afford it.
Probably not, but I'm going because they have put a sign up. You know, you walk in and like, we have not decked our halls in honor of Thanksgiving.
Oh, really?
Come back after Thanksgiving.
That's fantastic.
To see our decorations.
Here's the thing, Stephen. The way it works in retail, I've worked retail.
Yes.
You've worked a billion jobs, and I don't know that you've worked retail.
I have never worked
What?
Can I say I've worked retail?
How bizarre.
Not worked retail. I've never worked retail.
I mean, you almost took a job at Best Buy once.
You know what? I guess that I was there for. I actually did take
what,
that. I was there for 2 weeks.
That doesn't count. I mean, working retail. Here's the thing about working retail.
I was there for 2 weeks.
Okay, but you have to take into account seasonal changes and to your inventory and how you're going to allocate your shelf space.
Right.
So from basically your fall release, which comes out in summer, because you want people to buy the fall stuff, so you put it out there in summer.
Right.
You pull that. Usually around October, middle of October, and you start putting out because you don't have a choice, really. You can't leave fall stuff on the shelf because no one's going to buy it.
Right.
You need winter stuff sold.
So sell winter stuff without saying Christmas!
Well, they tend to go together. That's the problem that retailers have, which is why, although it does seem to creep up a little earlier every year, and that's simply because I think in this economy, people are trying to grab dollars as quickly as they can because they're fearful.
So I was freaking out my girls because I was singing songs like Snowman Roasting on an Open Fire.
Jim Gaffigan posted on Facebook yesterday that he's already finished with Christmas songs. He couldn't stand to hear another one. I'm like, dude.
I love Christmas songs. I just don't want them
right
now.
What happened to Kostaki? Why did we stop calling him?
I don't know. He was supposed to,
No, we were supposed to call him.
Well, you know what? In all fairness, he
I
did
know
have
he had a family issue.
Issue, and so
but that
we need
been
to reach out.
Resolved by now?
All we need to do is
add it to
reach
the
out.
List that doesn't exist?
Let's
okay.
reach out. I will reach out to him.
Well, when Steven says that, I hate that he does it. How do you do that?
I don't know.
How do you say you're going to do something and do it? I'm going to bill today for all the things that Sky and TalkSport owe us.
Are you?
No.
You should. We need to get that money in front of Super Bowl.
I know. We're spending that money already that we don't have.
Yeah.
I know.
Because we need to buy tickets.
I know.
You know, I've already asked for hotel allocation space.
I know.
And I asked for 3 rooms this year.
Squeeze me?
Just kidding.
You have to have the minimum of
I need
eight.
Two.
Yeah, you and your paparazzi.
Yes.
Wow.
I am bringing a whole bunch of paparazzi this year.
Wow.
Entourage.
I mean, you know, so it's just so you know how the Super Bowl works. You have to have the hotel for a week.
Yes.
And whether you're staying at a Motel 6 or whether you're staying at the Crown Plaza, all rooms are $270 a night.
Right.
Period. Because the NFL has bought them all. Yes. And so they just allocate them like that. So you have to have them for 7 nights, whether you're going to be there for 7 nights. We're going to be there longer, which is fine. But that's if you're just planning on coming into town, spend a couple days, take in the game, and do your work, forget about it. You're going to take it in the shorts because you're going to pay for 7 nights of hotel.
Right.
So I'd like people to I like to pull back the curtain for people and tell them how the Super Bowl works.
Yes, yes.
It's very, very interesting.
And the fact is, do you remember that, like, last year there were some radio stations that were, you know, only there. Like, their crews came in on Monday and left Friday.
Right. And they were trying to resell their rooms, subletting their rooms. Yeah, do you know anybody who's just coming in for the game that, you know, for $200 a night would like a nice hotel room? The black market of the NFL. Dun, dun, dun.
So I'm waiting to hear back from Erica.
We're good on the Super Bowl. No, that's not going to be an issue.
It's,
when do we have to pay, and how much are they going to charge us for an ISDN line this year?
Yeah.
$700 again?
We do have ISDN this year.
We do. Yeah. $700 freaking.
Let's just go back to the phone.
Phone reports suck. I like doing studio quality audio.
Okay, well then we're gonna pay for it. You know, talk to Cheeseworth and Steve Morgan, see if they'll pick up half the bill each.
That would be really nice.
You guys pick up half of it, they pick up half of it, and
there you go.
Or thirds it. Thirds it with us.
Who's gonna pay the other third?
Us.
We need to get somebody in L.A. We need to be the Super Bowl guys for somebody in L.A.,
Well,
Steven.
There you go.
I mean, seriously.
You know what? Let's call
Coast 103.5.
Somebody.
Somebody lame that would never send somebody.
Somebody lame.
I'm not saying that they're lame, but they are. They play the bad, sleepy music, and they do. Love songs on the coast.
All right, let's get to it, Jeffrey. We were 8-5-1 this week.
8-5-1.
Had I just not done any changes, I would have been okay.
Yeah, I would have had 10 wins if I hadn't made a change. Oops.
Yeah.
But you know what? The changes seem so logical. And just so you know, we're not...
No Percy Harvin.
We're not rambling completely because we're talking about football. So, no Percy Harvin, and the weather's going to be complete hell. Okay.
Those were
really compelling reasons.
Yeah, I should have just stuck with the Texans. The weather was going to affect both teams.
I was concerned that we weren't going to learn anything. And soon after the game, I declared that we didn't learn anything. But that's not true. We learned one thing. Let's talk about it.
El juego grande estupendo de la semana.
Football night in America.
Wow.
NBC. Look, I stepped out of it by muting.
Yeah.
And you were supposed to pick up there.
I see. Bum, bum, ba-da-da-dum. Bum, ba-da-da-da-dum.
Okay, so Kara and Nick and myself all think that Faith Hill should show as much legs as possible in the stiletto heels, and Didi agreed. So we went cross-gender sampling of Faith Hill's legs and the stilettos. Absolutely.
I am a man.
I know. You're purist with the boots.
As nice as her legs are.
They're phenomenal.
Don't get me
first
wrong.
Of all, they're perfect, I think.
My imagination has better legs on her. So put the boots on and let my imagination.
Exactly? What exactly does your imagination paint in there?
My imagination.
A little better definition on the calves or
yes,
what?
Just
what?
A little bit,
seriously?
Bit definition.
I'm like thinking,
very
what
nice
could you possibly
tonality
want?
In the inner thigh. I've got it perfect.
You know, so, I've gotten a tremendous work here to tell you what your
tell
legs
you
look
what
like.
The what the legs are in those boots. So give me the boots back. Let my imagination do the work. And I'll be all right.
Alrighty.
Although they are quite nice. I'm not complaining.
Okay.
I'm not
on
complaining
note,
that they're horrible.
I'm going to ask anyone when we finally get around to an L.A. party someday.
I tell you
someday.
What. L.A. party this weekend at my house. Put it down right now. We'll do it. One that'll force me to clean up the backyard.
The pool did look a little, you know, there's Levy. It looked a little Levy.
Well, that
Has Marv
stupid
Levy
tree.
Been there? Oh, no,
I
it's
cleaned
a tree.
It out.
First it's a weed. Now it's a
okay,
tree.
Okay, the weed. The stupid weed.
Is it possible, friends? Respond to me this,
the
Jeff,
stupid
at
rarn.net.
Continues
is it possible
to
shed?
Have a 6 foot across stump and be 40 feet high and be a weed?
Jeffrey, I've shown you when it's little what it is, right? You not call that a weed?
I call it a plant growing.
It's a weed.
Well, weeds are plants.
Okay. And now it just so happens that at some
point,
nobody...
This is like an abortion debate, Stephen.
No.
At first, look
oh,
at it.
God.
What is it? What is it? It's a cell. Okay. When does it become
Let's
a baby?
Let's just move on.
When does
the
it become
Houston
a baby?
The Houston Texans
Go
did not let the weather
so
affect them.
So Muddy Field. Not so Colger Field. So Muddy Field. You know, on Veterans Day... Veterans Day to be at Soldier Field. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that was.
Because much of the decoration outside the stadium is an honor to our servicemen and women. And remember, Stephen, that the animals had no choice in serving in wartime.
Thank you.
Okay.
Arian Foster rushed for 102 yards. He had a touchdown catch, and he helped Texans beat the cutlerless Chicago Bears 13-6.
You're going to get this for every single
welcome
game.
Welcome to the hot seat.
Oh, my. It was a soggy night.
If Jay Cutler's there, did the Bears win?
I don't know, because he was looking pretty terrible before he got knocked out.
Agreed.
He had thrown two picks. But I think at the end, it's a seven-point game. It was only 13-6. I think he drives them down the field, and
prepared.
They at least get
every
close.
Concussion quarterback, you're going to get that.
Yeah. He at least drives them down the field and gets them close for a touchdown. Because trust me, as much as I like Jay Campbell, he looked really lost.
Jay, he's Jay to you. Jason Campbell is Jay to you.
Yeah.
You guys are so tight.
Yeah.
Jay Campbell.
I like Jay Campbell, man. He's good.
Jay Campbell. Wow.
What up?
That's amazing.
That's my dog. And he used to be, you know how big of a dog he's got to be? He used to be a Washington Redskin, all right? That's my dog right there. It's breaking news.
That's the sound effect. It's got to be true.
All right.
According to Ed Werder, the injury Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger suffered in his throwing shoulder Monday night could be pretty significant and one that could take a while to heal. A source close to the team said Roethlisberger is extremely sore. Now, mind you, people have been speculating.
Well, could it be or is it? That's not breaking news. That's Ed Werder being speculative.
Ed Werder has got a tough job to do to be out in front of breaking news. He's got a tough job. You got to respect the word. And so here's the thing. We've all suspected that Roethlisberger was playing with a torn rotator cuff.
Okay.
That's been paining him. And now to be literally thrown onto that same shoulder is why this is such a serious issue.
Well, I mean, if you want real breaking news, give it to me again. I got it.
Really?
I got it.
This, I doubt it.
David Garrard has just come out and said that his knee is 100% healthy and he's ready to go.
Okay, so I heard. Thank you. Enjoy the laughter.
I'm sorry.
Everyone, enjoy the laughter. David I heard Garrard. Mike Tomlin on SiriusXM this morning.
Yes.
And he says basically, we're going with Byron Leftwich and Charlie Batch. And basically, being the good journalist that he is, Adam Shai just pushed a little further.
Yes.
Said, would you in any way be signing another quarterback, possibly even David Garrard? And he says, we're going to roll with the guys that we've got.
Thank you.
That's what Mike Tomlin says. So David Garrard, of course, is looking for one of these open quarterback positions or possibly even practice squad positions. Because of his tenure in the league, he gets probably $400,000 or $400,000 a year. Prorated, of course, based on his availability. So he's looking for a fat paycheck since we had concussion weekend in the NFL. Thanks so much for that, Dave. But hang
all
him
right
up, bud. You're done.
NFL.com, Mark Sessler is saying that Tomlin has confirmed Roethlisberger has a sprained shoulder.
They call it the sternoclavicular
joint injury. And that
clavicular.
Clavicular. And that he is questionable for Sunday's game, most likely will not play, and might be out for a few games.
That's just what I said Ed Werder said, and you criticized him.
But it's Ed Werder.
Ed Werder's getting better because he's got the little guy there to keep him honest.
Just a little guy.
What's his name? Come on. Used to be NFL Network. Washington Post. Former Schefter. He's
no,
got Schefter
not
there.
Schefter.
Werder's got Schefter.
No, he's
Werder's got Schefter.
Werder's on ESPN?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So Werder's got Schefter to keep him honest, and I have found that the credibility of his reports have gone up dramatically since they brought in another guy.
There you go.
So yeah, I trust Werder now. I didn't for a long time.
But you're thinking because Schefter works with Mortensen, Chris Mortensen.
Oh, damn
those
it.
Those are the two that
damn
are
it
together. Ed Werder just, he's
all
over
Cowboys
the place.
He does Cowboys primarily.
He does primarily
it's usually
Cowboys.
Valley Ranch.
For, yes, for
what up with
ESPN
that? I don't trust this report for a nanosecond. Forget him.
All right.
I like Ed, though.
Anyways, the Texans improved to 8-1, dropped the Bears to 7-2, the 13-6 victory. And to answer your hot seat question, it may be a different football game if Jay Cutler stays healthy.
But boy, was that weather bad. I mean, you had to be a mutter, which is a horse that likes to run in the rain in a sloppy track to enjoy this. It was an attritional battle. Nick was at my house watching the game, and we had 6 turnovers in the first half.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
And
it
I told Nick, I said, there's going to be a lot of turnovers.
I was finishing up my Cowboys report when I had the game in the background, and I kept hearing, interception! Interception! Fumble! And I was like, oh my gosh, really?
Yeah.
And then...
Kara would say, it was cray-cray.
And then my wife kind of conned me into going to La Fiesta Grande for dinner.
She did. And then she even posted on Facebook that you were cool because of that.
Yes, I am cool. See? I'm not cool?
Okay. Okay, I guess.
Come on,
Okay.
La Fiesta Grande is so good, dude.
Yeah, what do you like there?
I enjoy the carne asada.
Uh-huh.
It's well-done steak, and on top of it, they put a cheese enchilada.
They do. That is the traditional carne asada and way.
That is just delicious.
It is.
Refried
beans. Do you eat your yellow goo?
Rice? No, I don't get the yellow goo.
Oh.
What is the yellow goo?
It's dessert to me. It's the corn.
Yeah, no,
it's
sweet corn. I don't get, no.
Yellow goo.
Anyways, that was Sunday Night Football.
And that was also La Juego Grande Estupenda de la Semana.
You know what? Here's I'm going to. So in my big money league, I was leading the person I was playing. I was beating him by only a mere 16 points.
Okay.
Heading into Sunday Night Football. I was done. All my players were done playing.
Mm-hmm.
He had Andre Johnson and Matt Forte.
What did he get, 12?
He wound up with 8 points.
He
was so mad. He thought he had it. He was texting me. He's like, you're going down, Miranda.
Don't talk crap before you have an idea. That's the general rule.
And the fact that Andre Johnson and Matt Forte didn't do anything in that game.
They couldn't do anything in that game.
Well, that's true. They couldn't.
Let's be honest.
He calls me after. He's like, that's how my freaking season has gone all year. 3 weeks ago, I just needed Johnson to give me 3 points. You know how many he got? 2. I hate this game.
Listener Sharon and I combined for 82 points between together? Us, and I won. And I post on Facebook, you know you're having a bad fantasy week when your kicker leads all scorers with 15 points.
Oh, that is bad. That is bad.
And that was me, and I won with 49 points. Thank
Let's
you very much.
Let's move
little.
On to games of the week.
Lions.
I hold you responsible for me changing my pick.
Look, Percy Harvin
heard,
goes down.
I hadn't heard the Percy Harvin news.
Yeah.
You were the first one to
I
give
broke
me that,
that
news.
News.
And you posted it. It's like, I'm changing Percy
it.
Harvin. And so I thought about it. So later on, I changed. I don't like you very much right now.
I don't like me either, so join the party.
So we switched over to the Detroit Lions. And the Lions, my friend, they're done.
Yeah. Yep.
They wasted a huge performance by Calvin Johnson. Calvin Johnson was saying, all you manicures people, take this!
Put me on the cover again.
He goes for over 200 yards. He catches a touchdown pass on 12 receptions and wasted. Why?
Wasted.
Because of Adrian Peterson and his 171 yards rushing.
27 carries for Adrian Peterson, getting up near the 30 range where
Remember
he used to
when
live.
People were like saying, yeah, Peterson's probably only going to get 8 to 10 carries.
15 touches on a big day. 27. Yeah. Chris Ponder had the rest of the carries with 7, and there was nigh a sighting of
Toby Gerhart.
Toby Gerhart.
Well, there was a
Isn't
sighting.
That weird?
It was a,
yeah,
was,
he caught 2 passes.
There was a,
but
there
as
was
far as the
sighting.
Running game goes, there wasn't.
No.
It's amazing. I mean, Gerhart, I really have a – I think his upside's pretty high. Not Adrian Peterson, but it's got a high upside. Yeah. He's a terrific RB2, if you ask me, on a 2 running back team which this is not, and nor shall it be, as long as AP walks the earth.
I think the fact is that Leslie Frazier. What's up, Lazy?
I get lazy.
Leslie. I still, you know what? I have problems with men having female names.
Yeah, Leslie.
Leslie Frazier. He's just said, you know what? This is my guy. And he tells me that I can feed him more, and so I'm going to feed him more.
Yeah.
And just feed the beast. And 27 attempts, it was good. And now the Vikings are 6-4. You know what? They're right smack dab in there.
Which
they're not
we
going
had
away.
Them in there 2 weeks ago, right smack in it. And then they kind of stumbled a little bit.
But now they're like, hey.
So these Minnesota Vikings, you haven't brought in all the helmets from last week. They're right there. Okay. I don't know that they're right there.
I thought you took the green bag last night and put them up.
I didn't know that the green bag was there, Steven. I would have done it. It's in the other room in the dark. Does it not get dark in the cave?
When you came in, and you walk right in front of it.
In the dark, trying to get to the light switch.
I see.
Okay, so they had lost consecutive
and then I've
games.
Got cables
Minnesota
and you're tripping and stuff.
I had lost consecutive games. The Minnesota Vikings had to Tampa Bay at home to Tampa Bay, which tells you again how good Tampa Bay is, and at Seattle. But none of us count a loss at Seattle as any hall of shame,
right?
And so maybe we shouldn't have written them off so quickly. But you know they had also lost to the Redskins. So we had reasons to question, and we don't know who this Minnesota Vikings team is. Chris Ponder, maybe Christian is going to be beginning to get more consistent as a passer, but if you just feed the beast, I think good things happen. 206 yards, as Steven said.
The fact that...
Christian Ponder, Adrian Peterson is at 1,128 yards this season, Steven.
Yeah. He leads the league.
That's just ridiculous. Seven touchdowns.
So the Vikings are at 6-4. They are now, they get a bye this week.
They need it because they're going to Chicago.
Right.
That's going to be fierce.
But Chicago, you know, we don't know how hurt.
We don't know about Jay Cutler.
And all I said was this is the equivalent of last year. Last year the Bears were doing great. Cutler gets hurt. They fell apart.
Everything falls apart. Everything.
And here
it's
you
happening
go.
All
here
over
we are again.
Again. Steven, we were going to be in San Francisco for Monday Night
we
Football.
We were,
but it's like
now
two concussed quarterbacks.
Yeah,
now, not so sexy. Not going to that party.
Not going to that
game. Not spend a few $100 in gas to drive up to San Francisco to watch two backup quarterbacks. Although I must say, Mr. Colin Kaepernick from Pittman High School in Turlock is quite a baller. He doesn't throw the best pass, but you know what? With a week of taking it with the ones, who knows? Mm-hmm. Maybe. The Lions, Vikings, we change, we lose. Falcons and Saints. Steven changed, and it worked out okay for him. So not all changes are bad.
Not all changes are bad. I felt it was time for the Falcons. I just felt, I knew.
They're not going 16-0.
They weren't
going
to go 16-0.
So where's their loss?
They never felt like a team that.
They don't.
You know.
They don't step on people's throats. They don't put them away.
And so I felt that this was a good time. The Saints at home. I think they take care of the Saints in a few weeks when New Orleans goes to Atlanta. But here in New Orleans, I think it's the Saints' time, and that's why I made that change. Drew Brees was phenomenal. Your boyfriend was on fire.
Jeez.
Both tight ends. Tony Gonzalez.
Both tight ends, yes.
Tony
Old
Gonzalez.
Guy and the young guy.
Tony Gonzalez had two touchdowns, 122 yards receiving. Graham had 141 yards receiving and two touchdowns. Just they were phenomenal. And the fact that Gonzalez missed that 4th-and-1 catch.
Yeah.
That would have given him the first down. It was very difficult. He was in
But he makes that catch 9 times out of 10. That's the thing.
Yeah, it was
He's but, used to but, having arms in front of him.
It was due. It was time for the Falcons to lose the game, and they did. And you know what? I think it's better for them. Now they don't have to worry about the whole, can you go undefeated? Can this
be
undefeated?
Well, as we said,
team?
They were flying under the radar. And if you start going undefeated, you can't fly under radars.
No matter
if you're a Falcon. So now they don't have to. But, Steven, again, welcome to the hot seat.
Welcome to the hot seat. Oh.
Best team in the NFC.
Best team in the NFC. right now.
Yeah, isn't that a puzzler? That's everybody's, a chin scratcher.
Everybody's right there.
Yeah. That's hence the hot seat.
They're really, you know, outside of Carolina, there really is no team that's out of it. The Carolina Panthers are the only team that's really out of it.
Yeah.
They're 2-7.
I think the Redskins are pretty much done. Yeah, They're pretty much done.
The Redskins and Eagles are 3-6.
Right.
But as bad as the Giants are playing right now,
the Giants are having their division, November swoon. They're having their November swoon. Okay. I'm not worried.
Well, they got a bye this week, and then they got the Green Bay Packers. So that's going to continue.
Just like the Cowboys couldn't win in December because the schedule makers were mean to them, yeah. I think that's what happens to the Giants November.
They're mean to the Cowboys again in December.
Yeah.
Because it's really not – it's cupcakes right now. They got Cleveland.
Dude, if they don't run the table the next again. Five games, they're in trouble.
Yeah, they really
but,
should.
You know, the Rams are out of it. The Cardinals, you really can't take that seriously.
Well, the Rams are 3-5-1, Jeff.
But I'm just saying, best team in the NFC.
They're just a couple games
away
from
the Niners. And that makes them the best, almost, nearly, who? The Rams. I'm asking for the best team in the NFC, and you're telling me
that they're out of it, and I'm saying they're not out of it.
In the contention for the best team, which is the question you were put on the hot seat for, you dumb thick.
I think right now, the Green Bay Packers have turned a corner. I think I would say if I got to pick one team, I would say it's the Green Bay Packers.
Team in second place. That's fascinating.
A team in second place, yes.
That's amazing. So I love that. That's why I put you on the hot seat.
The Bears are in danger. The Bears are in danger. And
big, huge
danger. If Cutler loses, has to sit out for multiple games with this concussion because that shot was bad. It was nasty.
Which one of the two?
Well, that's true.
By the way. Now, we're also answering some people's Facebook questions as we go. So, best team in the AFC?
It's the Houston. It's Houston, Texas.
It's the Houston.
It's the
Houston. I agree. It's the Houston.
It's the Houston!
But followed closely, very closely by the Broncos.
Denver is really looking pretty good.
Looking good, and they're getting better.
And, you know,
defense and special teams is what nobody talks about with Denver, which they should.
Although, don't get me started on holidays. No touchdown, by the way.
It's a jolly holiday with
Did
Mary.
Did you see him flick the ball at the one?
Yeah.
Before he got in,
yeah.
It was a touchdown. They didn't review it.
Yep.
Should have been a touchback. Don't get me started. Yep. Houston, I would say I don't know because Baltimore. Baltimore's getting nasty.
Right.
What they did to Oakland.
Right now,
up by
50.
Up,
well, points.
They were up 40 to 17. They line up for a field goal and then they run a fake field goal for a touchdown. That's nasty, dog.
Do you approve of John Harbaugh running up the score, but with the matriculation, the trickery on the goal line, not kicking the field goal, but rather
that's what I'm saying, the fake field goal.
Do you approve?
I do not approve.
I do not approve.
That
either.
Game was done.
That
you
was.
Take the 3 points. There's no way the Raiders were going to come back
Allen's
on you.
Face?
Yeah, he's like, all right. I'm new to this.
Just so you know, if we happen to stumble across each other in the parking lot after the game, there may be a punch thrown.
That was not called for.
That's John Harbaugh.
Take the 3 points.
Remember I told you that I'd rather have lunch with Jim than John?
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
They're cut from the same cloth, but there's a little less of an angry guy in Jim.
Falcons dropped to 8-1. The Saints improved to 4-5. And right, all of a sudden... They're right back in it.
And they're playing so well right now.
They're right back
in it. You see their defense playing better.
They did.
So we now know that New Orleans cannot be trifled with.
Now the challenge game.
The challenge game. And I'm pretty sure that I've got this coming.
I am the smartest man alive!
Pretty sure.
Yeah, you owe me some money, though.
Okay. Here's I'll give you,
okay.
you the torn dollar.
You get $1 for you won the challenge game. That was one
Thank
of the bets.
You.
But I get
Vincent
$2.
Jackson did not dominate. There's a torn dollar.
And Doug Martin didn't get his 100.
Doogie Martin Muscle Hamster didn't get his 100. So
why I get the torn one?
Because I wanted to get rid of it. Because I don't have any tape.
Okay, we'll have to take that at some point.
Look,
I'm sure Thursday. Just leave them there. I'm sure Thursday we'll have more
the
stupid
Buccaneers
bets.
Are who I thought they were. Yeah, I am so proud of this team, and I am so disgusted by the San Diego stupid Chargers.
No, I'm disgusted with Phillip Rivers. This game,
as the game progresses,
was
he gets
24-21. They are at the Tampa Bay 30-yard line. They're in field goal range. Nick Novak makes that field goal, and it's tied 24-24. It's 3rd and 6. He rolls out. He's running out of time. He's going to go out of bounds. Throw
no,
the
I'm
ball
not.
Out of bounds, Phillip.
Well,
let your kicker make the kick and tie the game.
I intended to throw it out of bounds.
No,
but,
he didn't. Well, he threw it right in his freaking gut.
It was more the bread
and then
basket.
He didn't even try to tackle him.
It was, yeah.
Don't, you know what? I've had enough of Phillip Rivers. Stupid mistakes. That wasn't even like a minor. That was just the worst.
If you look at
interception I've ever seen in my life.
If all you look at is the far field sideline camera, it looked like he was throwing it away. So if you look
to
at the
boom,
if you look at just a proper camera angle, which was again the far, so the one on the trolley that goes up and down the field.
Yeah.
If you just look at that, it looked like he was trying to throw it away.
I don't think he was trying to throw it away. He was trying to actually throw it to the receiver.
When they went then to the end zone camera,
right,
that looks right down
the
line,
sideline,
and you see that he was a good 2 yards from being out of bounds,
yeah,
and throwing that ball out of bounds. You realize he had no intention of throwing that ball
out
of bounds.
No, he tried to throw it to the receiver.
But if you just go with the camera that's on the trolley, what he did is defensible. But if you actually look at the one that goes down the line, it's too bad, too sad.
Threw it right at Johnson. That turned the whole game around?
Sure.
I'm sitting there. It's a 3-point game. They, at worst, come away with a tie.
Were you confident up until that point that you were going to win the challenge game?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I was
absolutely
never in doubt. That's funny.
Even when Tampa Bay was losing?
Yeah. I really believe in that team. I think they've got way more heart than San Diego. Way.
Well, they obviously
Vincent
took
Jackson,
their
Mike Williams, Muscle Hamster. I mean, they are such a good team. And their defense is playing really hard right now. This is a team that man for man is playing hard.
North Turner must go.
Duh. We've said that for years.
Well, we've said it for 3 years now. North Turner must go. It's time. And you don't get to lose it in the post-game press conference, Norv. You don't get to. All right. That puts the Chargers.
Is what you kind of foresaw when you came in here?
4-5.
What do you mean, losing? No!
4-5 for the Chargers. The Bucs improved to 5-4, and all of a sudden, there's another team that's right back.
Darn tootin', 5-4 Buccaneers, BUCCANEERS, go Bucks.
All right, it's time for Games of Importancia. Dude, we got to move. Look at the time.
We don't have to get through all the games. We talked football most of the time, except for the short movie thing. Please join me, Steven, on a box office rants and raves episode for the Academy Awards. Let's do one. Just appease me. Appease small. Appease small.
I'll go crazy. The awards. Okay, maybe. We'll talk about it.
Appease small.
The New York Giants travel to Cincinnati to face the Bengals.
Missed this one.
You
so
know
did
what?
Everybody.
This is
what the Sam Hill's going on around
this
here.
This is a classic case where I think the fans of our show affected my pick.
Okay. Throwing
because
the fans under the bus starring Stephen Miranda.
Had I taken the Cincinnati Bengals, I would have gone, you're such a
that's
homer,
true. That's true.
And you hate the NFC East if you're not the Cowboys. Because I really thought the Bengals had a chance. The Bengals were coming on a losing streak. They were going home. The Eli Manning and the Giants had become a car wreck.
And I've my thing is Sandy, and then the nor'easter, the nor'easter.
That's true.
This team has had difficulty getting around town. They are seeing destruction all around them. Right. That takes its toll.
And
you tend to swoon in November.
Yes.
Period. You have a record of this.
And when I made my changes, I almost changed this pick, but I was like,
"You didn't
like,
want to hear it."
I did not,
Steven, I don't blame you. If I was
not
in your shoes, now, mind you, though, you are a tremendous homer, so you've got to come in
not
when people
that
pile
big
on.
A homer.
Yeah, you are.
When I get on the Cowboys, just like everybody else does.
You're maybe harder on the Cowboys than everybody else, but that's showing what a homer you are. Look, Pierce Morgan last night. You know Pierce Morgan
I
on he works CNN. He has the Piers Morgan show. He became Larry King after Larry King retired.
Okay,
he's a Brit, yeah, but he works in America for CNN. Piers Morgan show, great guy, great, great. What do they call him? The English word presenter. He's a great presenter.
Yes.
Okay, Piers Morgan comes on Mike's show last night.
Yes.
Starts talking Arsenal.
Take a deep breath.
I can't because we're talking Arsenal.
Starts
talking Arsenal. And he's a huge Arsenal fan.
Yes.
And he articulated in about 3 minutes the problems with Arsenal and why Arsene Wenger must be fired immediately. He was brilliant. Okay? Steven, that's you about the Cowboys. You can be that articulate and passionate because you are a homer. You're not. See, most people confuse homerism with blindness to your team.
Right.
But frequently, homerism can have you more accurate about your team than any other because you know it so well.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Piers Morgan is to Arsenal, what Steven is to the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, I missed this pick, and I'm not happy about it.
No, but it was just because you didn't want to take crap, apparently. I didn't know about this, mm-hmm, and I don't blame you. But people, be honest. Steven wants the Giants, the Eagles, and the Redskins. He wants them all to get hit by trains, okay? But
I don't want them to get hit by trains.
But he cares more about the Cowboys than he does their demise.
And I care more about my picks. And I should have just gone with my gut and gone with my picks. Anyways, this was a beatdown. 31-13, straight old beatdown. Eli
AJ
Manning.
AJ Green said.
Three straight games with no touchdowns.
No touchdowns. How can you be an NFL quarterback and go three games without a touchdown? And a Super Bowl defending champion.
See if you laugh at this. We have to come up with a new way to spell elite because Eli has left us with Ted.
Ted?
Ted.
Ted. I thought it was Ted. That would have been funny if that had actually worked.
Yeah, Ted would be good, but there's no D.
Eli.
Has left us with Ted.
Oh, elite. I was playing with you. I'm sorry. Eli's a really short name. I should have gotten that. Shut up. Don't make fun. Don't be a hater.
Ted.
Teh.
That's what we got. Eli has left
us
with Teh.
We can't spell elite without Eli, so we have Teh.
So we have Teh. And we need to, there you go.
No, that's the end of the joke, Steven.
It is.
AJ Green had said that this team has holes in it.
I'm losing it again, but we'll go on. Anyways, 31-13. AJ Green's touchdown pass, the very first one. How do you let the best wide receiver on the other team,
Victor Cruz,
and top five in the league, be that wide open? No, AJ Green. There was nobody within 10 yards of him.
Mm-hmm.
He was that wide open. Like, you could have thrown him the football, and it would have been a touchdown.
Probably not. Probably not.
Probably not.
He would have bounced at his feet.
He was so freaking wide open. It's not even funny. They got straight beat down, Jeff.
They did. There was nothing, no other way to look at this. Home team has won every game in this series with the Bengals.
I'm going to put you in the hot seat.
Well, it's about time.
Welcome to the hot seat.
The New York Giants, defending Super Bowl champions.
Yeah.
Do they turn it around and make the playoffs? Yes or no?
Yes, because they do every year. I'm just saying, I've
that
read this
secondary
book.
Secondary is
I've read this book.
Depleted.
I've seen this play. I've actually got the book on tape, okay?
Books on tape.
And all I know is about this point in time, every year, we're writing them off, and people start clamoring for Coach's head there, for Tom Coughlin's head. And this is not going to – you're not going to fool me. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. Fool me
but
thrice.
Here you go.
Shame on the world. We are the world.
They have a bye week this week.
Yes, they do. They can't lose.
Green Bay.
They're going to lose.
New Orleans.
They're home
Washington.
To New Orleans.
I'm sorry. Washington
they're at
first.
Washington first.
At Washington.
They'll handle that.
Well, we don't know.
It's a divisional game. We don't know.
Washington beat them twice last year.
I understand. Washington beat everybody twice last year.
No, they didn't beat everybody twice last year. If they did, they would have gone a lot further than they
did. Oh, it was New York that lost everybody twice last year.
Pretty
it was
much.
One of those things.
Something like that.
No, they did.
No, they beat the Cowboys twice.
Damn it.
That's all right. Anyways,
something twice.
They got Green Bay.
Thrice, twice.
Then they're at Washington. That's not going to be easy. Then they got New Orleans.
That'll be a Monday night game, by the way.
And Atlanta. In Atlanta.
Hot Atlanta.
Then they got to go to Baltimore.
It's probably going to be peaking right around then. But then they get a bye week 17.
Yes, they get the Eagles. But that's five games, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Let's say they drop four of those five. That's nine losses.
This is a Giants team that's already beaten Tampa Bay.
I mean, that's eight losses.
Beaten San Francisco and beaten the Cowboys
once.
And so I just, trust me, they will turn it around. I know that's not what you want to hear, but it's true. They will turn around because they always do. I always call on history to teach me about the present and the future.
The way they're playing right now, they don't beat Green Bay, they don't beat New Orleans, they don't beat Atlanta, they don't beat Baltimore.
Okay. Yeah, the way they're playing right now.
Yeah.
But that will change. Okay. Now, Titans at Dolphins, Stephen. Yeah, the Titans 4-6, the Dolphins now 4-5.
I can't. I don't know anything about the Miami Dolphins. They're
We watched you in Hard Knocks. We thought we learned a lot. Then you went out and embarrassed us, which we appreciate always. And now you're embarrassing us again for supporting you. Thanks so much. Appreciate
four it. And four. They now dropped the 4-5.
Even
Ryan Tannehill, his third multi-interception game, throwing three picks.
Three teams. I pulled Ryan Tannehill off waivers to start this week. And I want to thank him for his 2 points. Although in one case, I started him over, I can't remember the gentleman's name right now, but it was a top quarterback, and people are like, you're stupid to do that. He only got 4 points, that guy. So I was right in benching that guy. Yeah. I just really expected Tannehill to do a little better than 2 points.
Yeah.
Ryan Tannehill, look, you're going to have growing pains when you're a young quarterback in this league. You're going to have bad games. People know that, Steven.
This is growing.
And Miami was playing at home, and we should have known better. But you really had two ships going different directions, and the both ships did the opposite of what we expected.
Right. From here on out, we got all the games right, except for Rams-Niners, which ended in a tie, so we get a push on that one. So here we go. Broncos at Panthers. Peyton Manning, Studley. Ty Dan Marino throwing his 420th touchdown pass. He is now second all-time career passing touchdowns, second only to Favre.
Nice. Good company. Good company. So, keep that company.
Yes. But
I want to know is as we blitz through these final games where we got them right, which is strange that we got something right. I want to know basically what did we learn? So just one or two items that we learned from these games. So something that jumps out at you that, this needs to be noted.
We learned that Ron Rivera has not had back-to-back winning games in Carolina.
Poor Ron.
He hasn't won two games in a row.
He's a good guy. He needs to take over the Chargers.
Maybe.
Bring him back to San Diego.
Maybe.
There we go. Jets, Sea Sloths.
We learned that the New York Jets are clueless. They think that they could still...
deploy Tebow
ground
on third.
And pound.
Yeah.
And they don't have such an offense anymore. And
they
whatever
don't have
it is,
a plan. They don't have a plan.
For somebody to go out in free agency and acquire Tim Tebow and not know what they're going to do with him.
And misutilize him.
Utter stupidity. And that's front office. That's... Tannenbaum.
And your buddy, Woody Johnson.
Big mistake. The Jets go nowhere from here.
Oh,
they're 3-6.
They're so done.
They are done.
Yeah.
They are done.
You know what? And let me say, if Seattle could play all their games at home, they would win the Super Bowl. Who Russell Wilson is in front of those home fans is a creature that I could watch week after week and enjoy because he is a freak super freaky.
I don't even know what that is.
He's a freak super freaky.
He's super freaky. Yow. Temptation sing. I don't know.
I don't know what that was.
Well, that's what he yells, you know.
Is it?
At the break. Temptation singing. They'll go, whoa.
Rick James, Super Freak?
Yeah.
I didn't know that part.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Thanks for helping. For elucidating. Cowboys and Eagles. This game was really, I thought it was quite an ugly game.
Wait. Can I say something about Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
The dude is, you know, is coming to play. And a Golden Tate is a lefty.
Hello.
Did you see his pass?
Yes.
It was a little wobbly.
Yes.
It was kind of like beautiful, though. It was like a dying duck. And
dying
and,
quail.
And the dude is in end zone. Rice is in end zone like, any day now. Come on. Come to me. I'm wide open. I'm just standing here. Will you land already? Seriously, the ball took that long to get to him. But there you go.
Cowboys Eagles, I really disliked this game.
You disliked it?
I thought that it was a very sloppy game by both teams, even before Mike Vick left.
Come on, to score on a touchdown on offense,
defense,
special teams, and defense in the span of 3 minutes. It's pretty
two
impressive.
2 minutes, 53 seconds, 21 points scored. For people keeping track at home, what's the most amount of points you've seen scored in a short period of time? There you go. Yeah. There's maybe more, but there's a recent example.
Yeah, that's pretty, it was pretty impressive.
It was.
My only problem.
But Romo did not look sharp.
My only problem is that in the fourth quarter, Jason Garrett showed no killer instinct.
Again. Well, he hasn't had many opportunities to show killer instinct.
You're up 14 points. And I know that's a pretty nice lead, but there's still 10 minutes in the game.
That's a lot of time.
What do? You run three straight times.
Mm.
You have to punt.
Punt.
Eagles march down the field, score touchdown.
March.
Now, fortunately, they miss an extra point. That's how bad the Eagles are.
That's happened twice this season.
Yeah.
Extra points are made with 97% accuracy.
And so now you're up eight. You get the ball back. You're only up eight, mind you, and there's still five and change left in this game.
That's a score and a two-point conversion. That's all you need to know about that.
Run once, run twice, run a third time. You gain 4 yards. You punt. That is pretty stupid.
No, look, the fact is the young quarterback there in Philadelphia.
Nick Foles.
Foles may be the quarterback of the future. We didn't see enough to know.
Yeah.
But look, all he had to do was put together a drive and a two-point conversion. You got a tie game,
exactly.
Friends. And at that point, everybody gets fired, if you ask me.
Fortunately.
If a rookie quarterback forces you to a tie. Oh.
Fortunately, you know, the Cowboys defense stepped up. They sacked him in the end zone. He fumbled. Hatcher landed on the ball, and they wound up winning 38-23. But Jason Garrett. None.
Yes, he doesn't have any of those things that drop between the legs, shall we say.
No cojones at all, whatsoever. So anyways, there you go. Next game, Jeff.
We've got the Rams and the 49ers. I learned that Jeff Fisher has, speaking of things that Jason Garrett lacks, Jeff Fisher has extras that he might want to sell to Jason Garrett.
Why, with his fake punts?
Two of them?
Yeah. One from, like, what, his own 10-yard line or something like that?
One was from the end zone.
Yeah.
And it's like, talk about big, hairy ones. Yeah, you do that twice?
And then one time your punter standing in his own end zone. That's
amazing.
Those are hairy cojones.
That's amazing. And Jeff Fisher, I love you.
But you know
what
I love?
He's my new desktop picture on my laptop.
You know what I love even more about Jeff Fisher? Right before the game, two guys.
Oh, yeah.
He decides that they're not going to play in the game.
Not only are they not going to play, but they're going to get some work in.
Yeah, they had some team problems.
Something happened.
So, we don't know yet, but you know.
You know what? We never will know.
He makes them do stadiums.
And not just stadiums, but a candlestick.
At Candlestick Park.
They're very uneven. They're very uneven. And sometimes they're steep,
and they
sometimes
go
they're shallow.
Fast. They're pretty steep.
That is because it's one of the oldest places in town, in the universe. It's just amazing. And so I am very, very pleased that that Jeff Fisher would do that. Just hats off to him for being the class guy that we know that he is, who insists on running his team his way, and to the point of that you're going to pull starters because you probably stayed out past curfew the night before.
David Akers shanks a very makeable field goal in overtime. Greg Zuerlein makes
Legatron.
His field goal. Makes it, but then has to do it from 5 yards deeper because they can't get the ball off on time. And so this game ends in a tie, and everybody at the end of the game was kind of like,
when does the second overtime start? How long a break do we get before the second overtime?
Tie?
I didn't know there could be ties in football. That's what Donovan McNabb said!
Yeah.
Thanks. You learned nothing. The Colts and the Jaguars.
God, this game was horrible, and I had to do it.
You know what? We've got some dogs lined up for Monday night and Thursday night football for over the next few weeks, and we just got to man up, Steven. That gave me the chance to talk about former CIA Director Petraeus for one entire segment, Steven. We did 15 minutes on former General Petraeus. Yes. All that to come to the conclusion of it's going to get ugly, it's going to get worse, and we don't what we think we know right now, we don't know. Because we're going to have to put it into an even larger context. That's all you need to know about General Petraeus. Give it a week before you even read anything.
The fact that the Jacksonville Jaguars only gained, I don't know, it was something like 37 yards on the ground in that game. 37 rush yards.
They don't miss MJD.
At home, Jeffrey, mind you.
Yeah.
Blaine Gabbert goes out with a concussion. It's not like he was doing anything.
Gabbert got concussed?
Yeah, he got concussed.
So we actually had four quarterbacks?
Oh no, I'm not sure it was a concussion. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
It was injury to
no arm. It was a leg. It was a head. It was a thing. It was a thing.
Keep going.
A spleen.
More upper body. Upper body.
Chest, pec. Glute? No, that's below the body. Bicep, tricep.
He went out with an injury. That's all I know.
He re-injured his left non-throwing shoulder. He and Jake Locker are in the non-throwing shoulder category of injuries. So how appropriate here. The Colts won on the road. I've told you we're going to the playoffs.
I don't want
to
believe it.
I told you they're going to the playoffs.
I don't want to believe it.
We're going to see Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck square off in an AFC game.
In Denver or in Indy?
In Denver.
It's going to be in Denver because Denver
won the division. They're going to win the division. And that'll be awesome.
I'll go to that game.
I won't go to that game, too. You know, Denver's only like a 16-hour drive.
How far
is El Paso?
12.
Okay, so it's just a little more?
Yeah.
It's just a little more and you're in Denver?
Just a little more.
I've got a friend who lives in Aspen. He's got a beautiful house where he'll put us up.
All right, if we could stay there, then let's go.
We can. We just got to get there.
All right.
Never driven over the
Final
Rockies.
Score, 27-10, Indy over Jacksonville. Indy had 6-3.
A whooping.
Very nice.
On the road.
Nap games, Bills. Well, this actually game got close.
It got Ryan damn
Fitzpatrick
close.
Throws an interception in the end zone at the end of the game.
Look, that's what bad teams do, but they sure scared the bejesus out of the New England Patriots. The look on Bill Belichick's face and Tom Brady's face during this game was priceless. Yes. Like, who are these guys? Yeah. It was Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Who are these guys? Why aren't they going away? Don't they know we don't lose at home ever?
Yeah, the Bills, you know, they hate the Patriots. So they were trying.
Exactly. No love lost there. Raiders or Ravens, Steven? Raiders,
we talked about
3-6. Ravens, 7-2.
Not sure it's ever a good thing to fake a field goal when you're already up by 25 late in the game.
Let me write that down. Chiefs at Steelers. The
overtime?
Chefs.
Overtime?
Look, Ben Roethlisberger
I
was
don't
not,
care. Okay. Overtime.
Welcome to the hot seat.
Plus, they had kind of like a monsoon over there as well.
It was not raining as hard at the end of the Steelers game as it was in Chicago. But, Steven, is this game even close to Ben Roethlisberger's playing instead of Byron Leftwich Sandwich?
I didn't hear the hot seat sound.
I just played it briefly because I don't have
Welcome
time.
Welcome to.
So I was teasing the hot seat sound because we've gone long. Is this game even close?
They
got
destroyed. No.
Yeah, see, the thing is, so the Chefs went up 10-0. I was doing this game last night for TalkSport, and everyone wants to make fun of the pundit who picks incorrectly. I'm like, this game ain't over, first of all. And sure enough, I said that they would tie it before halftime, and they tied it at halftime.
Right.
I said, now they're going to go to the locker room, get yelled at by coach for taking this game lightly and for it being a trap game because they've got Baltimore two of the next 3 weeks.
Right.
And what do? They come out and they start playing really well, and then Ben gets hurt.
Right.
Damn it. So that being said, the Steelers got a fortunate win at home with Roethlisberger going down. They have won without him in the past with Byron Leftwich in there at quarterback and Charlie Batch and kind of mixing and matching. But again, and they've beaten the Ravens without Ben Roethlisberger when he was on his suspension.
Yeah,
so it's going to be really interesting to see, but unfortunately, I am so disappointed that the Sunday night game next week, Steelers-Ravens, will not feature Ben Roethlisberger, likely, and that's sad because those games have become epic over the years. That's what I've got. You got anything else, bro?
I'm checking. I'm scouring one final time.
What about the Facebook things we promised we would answer and we're out of time?
Let's do some real quick.
We promised. You promised, Steven.
Did we really?
You did. I didn't. For once, it was your post and that's gotten us in trouble.
For once.
Yeah, it's usually me.
For once. It was you. No, it was me this time.
The in-flight online service is called GoGo. Because that's what you mutter the entire time you're using it. Jim Gaffigan. Go!
Let's see.
They promised to increase their speed in the next calendar year. Go. I appreciate Jim Gaffigan, one of my favorite comics.
If you only discuss one NFL-related thing
Don't hide your
NFL
microphone, Steven. Don't hide your microphone. Sorry.
If you only discuss one NFL-related thing on NFL Rants and Raves Week 10 Recap, I don't think you'll have much of an audience.
There you go.
But in the interest of your drill, I'll say that too much emphasis is placed on players knowing the OT rules.
That's what Steven did.
Apparently, I didn't see his...
I did, but I forgot.
The players have to know playbooks and rules that apply to their positions. Administrative rules should be known by the coaching staff.
Stop reading there.
Sorry, Ed. You're a player. Know the rules of the league you play.
Ed is a sports guy.
I know, but I'm just talking about four players.
Major universities.
As a player, you should know every aspect of every rule in the game.
Okay,
not just those that apply to your position.
Vic Dunn in Philly?
Yes.
Does he start on another team?
No.
So he's done in the league?
Yes.
I doubt it.
Done.
Because there's some pretty bad teams out there.
Okay.
Which ref screw-up is worse, San Francisco versus St. Louis or Green Bay versus Seattle? I say Green Bay versus Seattle because it was cowardice. It wasn't just a screw-up. You had a chance to get it right, and you were cowardly.
Yes.
Will the Chargers ever fire Norv Turner and stop pushing their fans away?
They should.
History says no.
They will. He's gone.
What the hell are the Lakers doing? Go back to listen again on Talk Sport, and I explained exactly what's going on in Lakers land last night.
Nacho. Forget the Lakers!
The Lakers.
Down Tony!
My best was where I got a share about D'Antoni, where I got to share about Phil Jackson's terms for coming back, where he wouldn't make every road trip.
Which, according to Phil today, that was not even remotely the case.
Sure was fun for a while to make fun of. The speaking of cojones that you could have to say, on some road trips, I'm not going to want to go. And, Jordan, let's end with the boys' comment.
Cowboys! I like that
with
boy.
A big winky smile.
That's my dog right
there. He's happy about his Cowboys.
I'm liking that right there.
Yeah, that's nice.
The situation at the
Eagles. I said
that would
be the last one we'd end with my son, who comes home next Tuesday. I'm picking him up from school, bringing him home for Thanksgiving.
You're driving all the way out there?
To go get my boy? Hell yes.
Okay.
Twice on Sunday. During games, I'd go get him.
Wow.
I miss that kid. I love that kid.
Cool. So it's good. He's spending Thanksgiving with us.
Yes, he's spending Thanksgiving with us.
I don't know. I just, he might.
I talked Kate into dropping by.
He might have a girl.
He doesn't got a girl.
Kate said that they were going to.
She's going to Northridge.
Yeah.
And so on the way to Northridge, she'll drop by.
That's good. That's
which is cool.
That's excellent.
Kate and Elia. So we're going to have a
house. Thank you all for listening. We've gone way too fun. Thank you for leaving
here. We've gone way too fun.
We've had too much fun. Big Ben and Vic. That's all someone says. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Skyfall's made $88 million last weekend, and Wreck-It Ralph followed
in. You know what? We
33.
Need to answer Jason's because he said Jason from Omaha, 29 years old, he gave all his information.
Did he really? Then
besides
we will
Philly,
it.
Which other teams have coaches who may be on the hot seat coaching carousel?
A lot. Dennis Allen, Norv Turner.
It's Allen's first year. I don't believe the Raiders would nix him after 1 year. They're notorious for doing stuff, but that was under Al Davis. I think Dennis Allen gets another
Romeo
year.
Crennel?
Yes, he's certainly Norv Turner.
I just went through the AFC West. Is all I did with the exception of the Broncos. How's that?
Well, no, they're going to keep him. How about, no, that he's new there. Gailey?
Grandpa?
Grandpa Gailey in Buffalo, maybe gone.
I don't know. He put on a hell of a performance this week.
If the Bengals don't turn it around and make the playoffs.
No, Marvin cannot lose. He's a company man.
Marv might be done.
He's a company man.
Obviously, Reed and Garrett.
Reed's got a half a mustache out the door already.
You know what? And Shanahan. How much longer does Snyder?
No. Shanahan and who's his general manager? Come on, they're attached to the hip. No, my God, no. No, the regime that they've got there with Kyle and Mike, and then the general manager who's so respected that he freaking walks on water there in D.C. I can't remember.
You're talking about the
Ed
owner?
Is screaming. No, not Dan Snyder. Oh. The general manager. Bruce Allen, thank you. Those guys, the four of them, are like attached at the hip.
Yeah,
they're going down together. Okay. I think that he sells the team he goes and lets go of those guys. Frankly, and yeah,
that's really it. Maybe Wisenhunt in Arizona. Maybe.
Yeah, that'd be
mean. Because that offense is just
okay. 85 minutes into the show, we want to thank you again for listening to NFL Rants and Raves. I'm Jeff Ellis.
I'm Stephen Miranda.
You have a great day. We'll be back at you in a couple days with our Week 11 preview.
This is NFL Rants and Raves. We're out.
Right now.